Afternoon, welcome to another edition of Desert Island Discs. My special guest this afternoon is Martha. Good afternoon, Martha.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Gross.
And Martha's chosen four very special items for us this afternoon that she would take with her if she was stranded on her desert island. Now, I think, Martha, you would actually be somebody who would probably look forward to being a castaway. Am I right?
Well, maybe, but the food situation would not be the best at all because I, like, really don't like meat, and so...
Oh, you've been with us. Well, you don't like meat. Is that a moral choice or a don't like the taste of it choice? Or both?
Both, really.
Yeah. How long have you been vegetarian?
Well, it's not exactly vegetarian. I do like some meat, but
okay.
It's only, like, a bit.
Yeah. So you're mainly vegetarian?
Yeah.
I see. Now, mentioning that, one of your items was a food item. So do you want to lead with that one and tell us what food item you chose?
Oh, yeah. My food item would be sushi. Because I personally find sushis are really delicious. And especially, I like the spicy ones. But once again, I can only have it in veggie because I don't really like meat.
When did you first try sushi?
I think it was like when I played a hockey tournament, actually.
Yeah.
My mum got me some.
Oh, wow. I mean, you're not the first person to choose sushi, and I'm quite surprised that sort of young people, this seems to be a really popular choice. Can you tell me why you think that might be?
Well, I mean, I don't really know, to be honest, but I think it could be, like, in the taste, maybe, or maybe it's just, like, pretty, like,
it looks pretty, doesn't it? I suppose it's easy to eat, isn't it, because they're small and bite-sized. Have you got a favourite one in particular?
Well, normally, after school, I go down to the co-op with my dad, and he gets me some vegetarian sushi.
So, a mix, you're not always sure what's in it, are you, but, you know, it's the rice and... Any particular vegetable, or is it a mixture?
Well, normally there's like pepper, seeds, spices, and, well, rice and seaweed.
Lovely. And so actually, this is something you could potentially whip up on your desert island, isn't it? If you're good with a fishing rod or good at sort of chopping veg, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you quite a good cook, Martha? Do you like cooking?
I don't really know, because normally when I cook, it's with my nan, and she's kind of pretty good, and, well, I don't really know.
You leave her to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think you'd be okay if you had to survive, though? You think you'd be able to light a fire and get something going? Yeah, I think so. Right, lovely. So we've got our sushi. We're settling down. We thought we'd play you some music. What would you like to listen to on your desert island?
August by Taylor Swift.
Oh, are you a Swiftie or is that just a coincidence you're a Swiftie? And so why that? She's done so many amazing songs. Why that one?
Well, I was just listening to like a Taylor Swift album and it came up and it was just really nice to me. Plus, it was like very autumnal and I'm like really autumnal. Well, I like autumn.
And it's autumn here at the moment, isn't it? So we're in that kind of, it's just been August, we're in that frame of mind. What is it about that song? Is it the lyrics? Is it the tune?
Well, it's everything, really.
It's everything. Do you think you'd be, is it a song you'd dance to, sing to, or do you think it would just make you very reflective?
Like, I think it would really make me reflective and happy and stuff.
What would it remind you of?
I think it would remind me of autumn with my family and like carving pumpkins each Halloween and stuff.
Lovely. Is that your favourite season?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lovely season. Okay. So we've got sushi, we've got Taylor Swift, and now I'm very pleased to see that you've chosen a book. Would you like to explain your book choice?
Well, it's a book, but it's a series, to be honest.
I think that's very sensible because you're going to get through a book quite quickly, aren't you?
Yeah.
A series. What series have you chosen?
It is Wings of Fire, which is about dragons, and there's all like prophecies and like it's kind of really magical and stuff.
Oh, it sounds great. So what have you read? All of the series, some of the series, where are you up to?
Well, I'm on book two on the chapter books, and I've read all of the graphic novels that they've released.
Wow. And are the chapter books the same as the graphic novels, but just obviously words, not
Yeah, not
visual.
words. But with the chapter books, they have a lot more detail than the graphic novels.
Oh, this is lovely, Martha, because I know that you were a bit of a reluctant reader, weren't you? And you came to reading through graphic novels because you're very visual. So tell us about that journey, but now you've decided you prefer the reading books.
Yeah, so it all started when I went to my local library in Bakewell, and I just happened to notice that there was this book, and it was about dragons. So I picked it up, I read the blurb, and I asked my mum if I could have it.
And that was the graphic one.
Yeah, that was a graphic one,
And
but
so from
yeah.
that, all this has grown. And do you think that's made you, have we turned you into a reader?
Yeah.
Oh, Martha, well done. Congratulations. Welcome to the world of books.
Thank you.
It's great. Okay, I'm really pleased about that. And I've got this lovely image of you just sat eating your sushi, engrossed in a book, not worried about anything. That's marvelous. Okay, so finally, we come to your luxury item. Anything at all that you think would be useful or comforting on the island? What did you choose?
I chose my favorite teddy that I had from childhood, which is called Bunny Rabbit.
I'm guessing it's shape of a bunny rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genius there. Go on, carry on.
Bunny Rabbit is a girl, and I don't really know where the name come from, but I think it was
I've got
because
an idea. Go on,
I
carry
think
on.
it's because, well, when I was younger, I probably knew what a bunny was and a rabbit, but I didn't actually know that they were the same thing, so I couldn't probably decide, so I just called them Bunny Rabbit.
Both. Went with both. Yes. What colour is Bunny Rabbit?
Well, she used to be pink and fluffy, but now she's like grey.
Grey and a bit manky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stands to reason. Yeah, so she's had a lot of love in her
Yeah.
life. Does Bunny Rabbit sleep with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is that something that's going to help you sleep on your desert island, do you think?
Yeah.
How comforting is Bunny Rabbit? What memories does she bring with her?
Well, the thing is, my dog, she's like born to hunt really, because she's a Springer Spaniel. And sometimes, well, at our old house when I was like 4 or 5, she used to pick up Bunny Rabbit in her mouth and took her outside and put her somewhere.
Oh no, no wonder she's looking a bit dirty.
I know, she's been
Oh.
through the wash only a few times though.
Oh no. Oh,
But I
okay.
always found her, so.
So do you think Bunny Rabbit will remind you of your dog and
Yeah.
yeah, family life
Yeah.
generally? Lovely. Do you think you'd make a good castaway then, Martha?
Maybe. I mean,
You're quite a
yeah.
practical girl, aren't you? Which bits do you think you'd be good at? Shelter building or
Possibly.
fires?
I mean, maybe. I mean, I don't really know, to be honest, because I could be good at sailing because I do actually do sailing. So if I
Wow.
build a raft and stuff, I
Yeah.
could do that and get away.
Oh, Martha, I think that's a really important skill. Hadn't even thought of that. Well done. Right. Well, I look forward to hearing more at some stage, but good luck on your desert island and thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.
Goodbye.